Deliver it made to order and worth, WURTH, every customer has their worth. Download the app. Just a couple of minutes we have with this man. Such is the workload and busy schedule that he's got as he heads towards the NRL Grand Final. Ryan Pappenhausen, we've been with him since day one and he's now into the big, big show. Welcome, Pappy.
Hey, Gary. Hey, Tim. How are we?
Oh, we're great.
We're going well. We're excited. We've got our AFL and then we can sit down and watch you in action and the boys. How's everything coming together?
Yeah, good. It's been a pretty relaxed week so far. So I think that was the aim of it. And everyone's just sort of taking it in. And I'm sure it'll start to hit us later in the week, how big it is. But it's been pretty relaxed. And you got a big job coming on Sunday.
We like to think we've got exclusive access, but I see you've bobbed up on the back page of the Daily Telegraph in Sydney. What's going on there?
Yeah, what's doing there? I'd never make the back page or anything. So, I don't know. It must have been a good photo shoot the other day.
You're not going down Media Street, are you, Pap? I'm a bit worried about you. Your head's in the right place, is it?
it's all good. We did a bit of media the other day, and we had to sort of go through... I think it was Channel 9, 10. We had to do every sort of media outlet. So that's probably why I must have said a good story somewhere.
How important is it, you know, when you look around the locker room or the dressing room, whatever you call it, the sheds, as it used to be back in the good old days, as you look around the sheds and you see guys there that have had the experience of playing off in these big games, how important do you feel as a player that those blokes are actually going to be side by side with you when you run out on the weekend?
Yeah, that's massive. That's probably what has made me so relaxed during the weeks, just knowing without the finals campaign, really, just knowing how many people, how many of the boys have had finals experience. It's, you look around the team and it'd be over 100 games easily. So there's a few premierships in there as well. And it sort of just gives me a bit of confidence that I just need to do my job and everyone else around me would do theirs and they know what it takes. So, there's definitely confidence I take out of that.
Are you a superstitious sort of a bloke? Have you got a daily routine that you like to adhere to each and every game?
Yeah, I do. I do. Obviously, I think routine's one of the massive words we spoke about this week. Just try to keep it as normal as you can, but I definitely do.
What do you like to do first thing in the morning? What is it that you like to do when you bounce out of bed?
Tim.
It sort of starts the night before. Like, I don't let myself go to sleep until just before 12 o'clock. And then once 12 o'clock hits, because that's game day, but anything before that, sort of just like chill out, do whatever. Just wake up, go get brekkie, usually have an omelette. Then I'll sort of have a 3-hour nap during the day.
3 hour?
Chill out. It's not really a nap, is it?
That's a full-on sleep. That's not a nap.
Yeah, so I do that. And that gets me ready to go because I don't know, it's something with late games and that. I just feel like I have to sleep during the day, otherwise I get tired. So,
Gary.
Sorry, mate, go on.
No, you're right. No, then when I get to the game, it's just I'll have a little shower and then everything's sort of set times going into the game. But, yeah.
Well, do us a favour. Make sure you set your alarm clock for your nap on Sunday. I don't want you sleeping right through the big game. Hey, you got a big challenge. The Panthers, 17 straight, one of the great home and away seasons of all time. What's their biggest danger? What's the biggest challenge for you?
Yeah, Nathan Cleary. He's their halfback. He's really good kicking game and usually gets him in the right areas of the field and... off the back of that, their defence is really good as well. I think they had the best defence throughout the year. So with him leading their kicking game around and them getting in good positions, that's probably their best part about their game. And my job this week is a big one to try to get us out of those positions and put us in good positions to attack. So, that's probably the biggest threat this week. And, 17 in a row, it's a pretty massive achievement. So hopefully we can get the win.
We're going to love it when you stick it to them, Pappy, and you do the great SEN breakfast celebration when you get the winning try. We're going to love all of that, and hopefully we can talk with you again at some stage next week in amongst a great celebration.
This might be the week for it, but just wanted to quickly thank all the members and fans doing it tough back in Victoria. It's we wear the V on our jersey every week, and we're definitely doing this one for you guys as well. So just wanted to give a quick shout out to them as well.
Good man.
Bloody star, Pap. You've got so many fans and supporters. The Melbourne Storm are loved here in Melbourne and Victoria particularly. So we're right with you, and good luck, my friend.
Cheers, guys. Thank you.
Go, Pap.
Ryan Pappenhausen, you'll see him on the weekend playing fullback, Wispy. I don't know the positions. That's if he doesn't, if he waits for his 3 hours sleep.
I cannot believe that.
I have a sleep every day, Wisp.
If not
I
go 3 hours.
Over 45 minutes, I'm in all sorts of trouble. Paps was here for Supergate stuck at home and you need a new fence. 25% off Supergate's DIY kits. Call Supergate's today. And so many people texting through for the Ben Crowe Masterclass. It's at mojocrow.com is where you can buy your tickets for next Tuesday night. We'll put that link up on our all our social media stuff as well. mojocrowe.com. Let's do some questions without notice, Whispers, after the break. What do you think?
I haven't got one, Gary, but I'll find one for you, mate.
Righto.